I admit I've never been a creature of rigid rules. I have a few rules for myself, and I stick to them. But when it comes to other people, I'd rather create a system. I'd rather you have an inclination, a willingness. It's why so much of what I do is aimed at persuading. Rules alone will never really control, because you'll find a way to squirm around them. Being pulled toward, instead of yearning for something, growing through the maze of darkness toward a distant pinprick of light. That's what I'm looking for. You know your growth, your increase, your improvement can be aided by a desire for me, and you know I put that desire out there. I put it into you, I put commands and directives out there. But under it all, what I mostly do is give you reason to grow toward my objective. Give you reason to move toward the end of the maze I've set out for you, even if it requires a little bit of trial and tribulation on your part. And that's where we're at today. Relaxing. Listening. Following. But you are the one who started it. You're the one who set up, set out. Even though these words are guiding, guided hypnosis, guided meditation, I'm putting the words in your head for auto-hypnosis, for self-meditation, for the later times when you will turn back to this and shiver, shudder, crave, or just understand how inevitably you seek your own objectives. I just so happen to have broadened your perspective, changed your appetites by showing you what was possible. So when I invite you, when I say now is the time to descend, now is the time to listen, now is the time to be tempted, guided, given every word I can come up with, every thought I can construct, which might tempt you back here, a self-perpetuating, self-reinforcing, vicious feedback loop. This is something I create. I have never had an interest in being someone who has to tell you you're being pushed down, being forced to my way of thinking. You're being lured to a particular attractive vista I have given you. All I can do is paint the picture. You're the one who climbs inside of it, feels its vigors, tastes the pleasure and enhancement that can be added to you. That said, sometimes you even go to extreme lengths to play by my rules, or at least play in the world I present. And if you happen to feel like you need to satisfy some condition, some requirement, some teasing element of your own new world, the world we've made together, well, who am I to stand in your way? But remember you asked for it. Remember you brought this here. Into your own mind, word after word. Made the choice to start listening. Made the choice to keep listening. The tools I use are the toys of your consciousness. The devices and elements I add to your mind are just constructs put together with what I found there. And the new feedback loops installed are ones you were wanting to be tempted into in the first place. Because they engage base drives of comfort, satisfaction, or the lustful ache with which I am all too familiar. I spend time thinking of the right word, the right temptation, the right variance and implementation of what you request, require, communicate to me. Anytime you give me more information, you can be sure I'm going to use it as best I can. But whether I have that information or not, you can be reasonably sure there's some word, some idea, some requirement, some set of rules that will be inferred by your brain from my musing, my thinking out loud, my responding to your initiation with an offer, an invitation, an idea. But underneath it all, an understanding that I don't need to chase after you. I don't need to advertise what I do and what I present. Because once you've heard it, if it's worth listening to, you're gonna come back. And I have confidence that you will return. The devices used to turn you to my will, bend you toward a particular way of thinking or set of rules, are ultimately your own. But that doesn't mean I don't have an agenda. You know, I've got some vision, some idea, some set of circumstances that I want to see you in. I'm just also adaptable enough that if there are feedback loops that form, rules you make that are even more interesting to play with than the ones I came up with in the first place, I'm gonna latch onto them and use them. Adaptability, flexibility. I communicate my tendencies to you, and the version of me that then dwells in you uses those tendencies in reaction. It's the only way to be. The closest thing to being next to you with my hand on the nape of your neck, dragging you through your day with pleasure and temptation. The closest thing is to make a little part of you into me, and then let it do what I would do. Give you an idea of what I would do if I were you. The problem from your perspective is, once you know that's how I am, you're stuck knowing that. Stuck interpreting my every tempting bit of language, not as an order or a rule where you can push aside culpability, but as a set of tools and feedback loops that your brain latched onto. You asked it here, and now the storm is shivering through you, and you just have to try. Try to remain, try to maintain, try to avoid any change or alteration. But since they come from you, these ideas, these rules, these commands, these triggers are actually in your brain's own software, its own language, its own code. I just presented the temptation, tempted you into building your own trap and then walking into it. But the result is always pleasure, improvement, your best interest. Like the genie that twists everything, but in your case, your mind will twist every idea I hand you toward a positive interpretation, the reverse of the monkey's paw. Then again, what we truly want and truly intend often contains a little kernel of momentary discomfort, so we earn what's at the other end. And the more we feel we can learn to enjoy the discomfort, the lesson, the instruction in between, the less we really care about ever reaching that conclusion, and the more it becomes about the journey. Almost everything I do with you is about the journey. Keep it in mind, whether it's the journey out or the journey down or the journey within. Every word is open to interpretation, and that's the real exercise. No matter how firmly you think I was giving you a very specific rule. But there are exceptions, and you'll find them, and you'll interpret them. And I will gain joy from knowing that the outcome even of my most precise work will be altered by who it is dwelling in. Keep that in mind because you asked me in, and now you exist with my words in your mind, my ideas at the forefront, my temptations driving you onward, and all you can do is try to roll with it. Try to find where the rules intersect with your mind, with your awareness, with your understanding of yourself and what you aim to achieve. Of course, the most interesting is when you have no particular aim either, And so the two of us aimlessly, driftingly, knowingly, create a new reality you just have to live in. Since it came unbidden from your blank and empty mind, and my interpretive, open phrasing. So just be aware. And just be with me. 'Cause sometimes even I don't know where it's going to end.